Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This past Wednesday, a angry ex-employee went out. He got a gun, put a suppressor on it, and went to the Miller Coors facility where he had once worked for 15-plus years and shot five people to death before shooting himself. Not what the media said. The media said he put a silencer on it, which, of course, those don't exist. If they did, believe me, everybody would have one. They'd go through whatever hoops they had to jump through to silence that. And the suppressors, for those of you that are listening doesn't know what the difference is between a suppressed and unsuppressed weapon, think of a suppressed weapon as getting down to the level of a jackhammer. That's where the suppressed weapon is. The sound is right there, decibel range, same as a jackhammer. But if you've ever been around a jackhammer, that's not exactly silent. But I digress. With these rampage killings that occur, now this was a workplace violence. This would not be put down as a rampage killing or an active shooter. He was what they would term an active shooter while he was active, but all of those misused terms and incorrect terms notwithstanding, this was workplace violence because he only attacked his coworkers or his former coworkers. Now, the Tuesday, I expected to see a barrage of news stories about how our gun violence problem is an epidemic and the need to ban guns is now upon us, because that's what happens every time we have one of these rampage killings. And on Tuesday, before the shooting happened, the Democrat candidates were all over each other trying to explain why either one of them, any one of them, would be more affected at destroying the Second Amendment. Right now, what we actually have is relative to a bunch of crickets chirping, though. I think I actually have that. Hang on a minute. Yeah, I do. This is what we got. A bunch of crickets chirping. Sometimes when something happens where the narrative is not served, the media will not go with it. They'll barely report it. And the reason for this silence became apparent when the media identified the shooter. First of all, he's 51 years old. Okay, he's not a student. He's not, and he's black, which. Nothing wrong with being black, but I mean, this is not the rampage killing machine that they get out there. Is always a white guy. So this meant the media couldn't use their white supremacist narrative to justify grabbing guns. The narrative broke down even further when social media posts revealed that Farrell, his name was Anthony Farrell, may have been an Elizabeth Warren supporter. An assumption arising from the fact that his wife proudly posted a selfie of herself last year at an Elizabeth Warren rally. And we get this, I don't know from where, on her various social media pages, which have now been deleted, Farrell's wife posted photos of her family and expressing liberal political views. In July 2019, Farrell's wife attended a speech by U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren at South Division High School in Milwaukee. Following the speech, Farrell's wife took a photo with the Massachusetts senator. So if the media were genuinely committed to gutting the Second Amendment, they would have promoted this shooting equally with the other rampage killings. And that they didn't is a reminder that Democrat values tend to be situational. Guns are all right in some hands, but not in others. For example, even though Democrat-run inner cities are a place of routine gun carnage, the media tend to ignore all the black-on-black shooting that takes place in these cities, despite the fact, sad fact, that these shootings account for most of the non-suicide gun deaths in America. 84% of all gun homicide is drug-related. So that means it's gangs. Now, to me, right, if you want to see, would it be effective? Where I live here in South Carolina, I've seen the moms demand action in every town for gun safety. I've seen that, but I always see them downtown. I always see them in a relatively gentrified area. I never see them go into the troubled parts of the city or the town. We used to have one of the most dangerous zip codes in the United States, one of the top five most dangerous ones. I never see them go there. I don't ever see them go to the inner city of Chicago. I don't see them go out there and, you know, you could ride the rats out there. They would, you know, they're big enough now to do that. They don't ever go to inner city Baltimore, where the actual violence is occurring. This, to me, and I'm going to use their own stupid logic, this to me indicates that Democrats does not care, that they don't care about black America. They don't care about black America killing each other. No matter how much they claim to, they don't care. Because if they did care, they'd be doing something about it. Ironically, and it's been a little while back, but Michael Bloomberg invested like $2.5 billion, I don't remember what it was, dollars in a area just outside of New Orleans. And when he did that, this improved the economic opportunities there, and crime went down. Who would have thunk it? In a black community. If a group of people who have all hope snatched from them, if they are given a glimmer of hope, they will reach for it. There's nothing in the American culture that makes us bloodthirsty. That's a learned condition from living in the inner city. Democrats also love to dwell on those shootings that happens to black America because they invariably occur in a tightly gun-controlled community and are carried out by people possessing illegal guns. And a lot of these places are their own constituencies, their own districts. Thus, anti-gun laws made no difference to the deadly outcome. They really get agitated in the media when a person who is not a member of one of the left's protected classes kills with a gun. The most agitating thing of all is when the person kills white people. So, in other words, because most media members are themselves white, they're most offended when their own kind are killed. And again, this has to do with situational, not actual ethics. And that's, you know, that's important. Democrats are wrong to demand gun control. Guns out are there, making them a Pandora's box. It cannot be closed. And trying to deny the legions of decent Americans, white, black, plaid, the right to have guns for self-defense, whether against a criminal in their midst or, God forbid, against a government gone wrong, is morally and constitutionally wrong. But what's even wrong about the Democrats and, you know, antipathy about the guns is that they only really care about guns when people like them are the victims and when the shooters do not belong to a favored victim identity group. And that's the thing, see, because Anthony Farrell was part of the victim ID. So, you know, and it looks like he was a leftist in certain thought patterns, sort of like the Bernie bro who tried to take out the Republicans a few years back. So we're watching, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. Not that one. The drama of live radio. Let's try this.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. That was horrible what I just did. Bush League. I could tell you what we used to do in the old days when you'd make a mistake like that, but nobody wants to hear that. And I can't find the L.A. Yellow Pages anywhere to beat myself with anyway. Anyway, let's talk about the coronavirus, and because this is a thing. This is a thing. This is where everybody right now wants you to believe that society's going to break down, and we're all going to get sick, and we're going to look like something out of Star Trek, and it's because of Trump. Trump is the thing. They want you to believe it's going to come down to a not civil war, but tribes of survivors, you know. So here's what I'll tell you about coronavirus. And this is not, I'm doing is reading something to you from various public health officials all over the place. They advise staying calm and following the same precautions recommended for preventing flu or any other respiratory virus. And the basics will take everybody a long way. Wash your hands, cover your coughs and sneezes, and if you're sick, stay home. If you're at school and you're sick, stay home. They say that the threat of a coronavirus outbreak shouldn't feel like a death sentence. Now, for some people, just like the flu, this poses a serious health risk. I have respiratory issues. I've had open heart surgery. It never feels like I ever have a nice, just even day. It might pose a problem or two for me. If you are older, or if you have some other underlying health condition, it might pose a problem for you. But that's anything like this that's a respiratory disease. The flu is going to kill tens of thousands of people this year, despite everything we try. And the numbers we're going to see out of coronavirus will be nowhere near what the flu does. But for the majority of people, coronavirus would be a relatively mild illness. It would feel a lot like the flu. Now, the Democrats, for the Democrats, coronavirus is a thing. It's a boon to them. Although it's sort of showing their hypocrisy because they've wailed for years how the borders should all be open. There should be no walls. When Trump, 6 weeks ago, banned travelers from China, when we became aware of coronavirus, they called him a racist, of course. Now that the virus has spread, they're blaming him, accusing him of an anemic response. Now, this means that they don't believe, which I'll tell you right up front, that this country has a pandemic plan in place, no matter who is president. They've always had something like that in place. But Trump has been on the case since China informed the world about a virus outbreak. A task force that addressed this virus has been in place for at least a month. They've accused Trump of cutting the budget of the CDC and the NIH, which he didn't. He had proposed some cuts, but they never went into effect. And there is a standing congressional fund for health emergencies. But the Democrats don't care about facts. They live for a crisis they can weaponize for an assault on the president, which that's an assault on you. And they're as shameless as they are calculating. Because they believe they can fool the American people and that their lies will not be exposed. Thomas Sowell had it right when he said, "It is usually futile to try to talk facts and analysis to people who are enjoying a sense of moral superiority while enjoying their ignorance." And they have an army of hive-minded individuals, travelers in the media, you know, like Gail Collins, who in her New York Times column said the virus should be called Trump virus. as if the president got out there and he had a bunch of Petri dishes in the Oval Office and he's making it and he decided to disseminate it far and wide. That's the, I mean, that's depravity right there. And the bottom line is that they're hoping for a massive pandemic because they believe it would bring about the defeat of Trump in November at the polls. This is all about election politics. Has any one of them offered a plan to combat this disease? No. Has any of them offered or, every time something bad happens to the country, no matter who the president is, you'll see Republicans out there going, we stand with the president on this. But not the Democrats. They have an offer to work with the administration. They have they have no ideas to fight it, and they hope it goes. They want an outbreak worthy of a horror film. Thousands of deaths would be fine. Like all those lefties who've been hoping for a recession that would hurt Trump. They're always looking for something. They don't care about what it does to you as long as they get rid of Trump. Actress Patricia Arquette called on her Instagram followers over last weekend to spread the word about an economic shutdown effort scheduled for March the 2nd. Don't purchase anything on this day. You know, Patricia Arquette says it. I'm probably going to do it. But an epidemic of illness is even better. They can hardly contain their glee at the mere prospect of such a catastrophic event. So the same crowd that has lobbied for open borders and massive unchecked immigration is now angry that Trump has allowed the virus into the U.S., which I don't know what they were expecting. All those supporters of sanctuary cities are accusing Trump of poor judgment. And now they're torn. They relentlessly called him a racist and a xenophobe without a shred of evidence, but now they blame him for China's irresponsibility. If he was, that would make him the all-master being of time, space, and dimension, and that's the one I'm going for. Groucho Marx said, politics is the art of looking for trouble, finding it everywhere, diagnosing it incorrectly, and applying the wrong remedies. There was even a guy, a self-appointed diversity cop, who complained about the people on this panel trying to fight coronavirus. There wasn't enough diversity in that panel. That's so stupid a statement. That's as stupid a statement as I've ever heard in my life. All right, we put together a panel of experts to try to stop this pandemic. Yeah, but they're all white. They're all plaid. They're all Asian. What difference does it make? Help is help, right? Relax. Take it easy. Buy guns and ammo. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court in California is blocking a Trump administration policy forcing migrants to spend months in Mexico while awaiting asylum hearings in the United States. A three-panel judge in San Francisco says the administration policy violates U.S. immigration laws. The case is expected to eventually head to the Supreme Court. Vice President Mike Pence says the quick actions by the administration have helped limit the number of cases of the coronavirus in the United States.
Being travel, closing our borders, people coming in from China, establishing a quarantine process, setting up a task force. I mean, if the president hadn't taken those unprecedented steps,
it didn't seem to like it,
we'd be in a very different place today, Sean.
Pence speaking there on Fox News is Hannity. Democratic presidential candidates, including former Vice President Joe Biden, have ripped the administration's response to the coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have a YouTube channel, and most of my YouTube channel primarily discusses guns. And, you know, I go out and I shoot guns, I test guns. I'm not really one of those reviewers that gets out there, and I'm going to tell you the nuances of each individual pistol, just my own impression. Because for me, the criteria for how good a gun is how fast can I shoot it, how flat does it shoot, how quick is it on target, staying on target, that kind of thing. I look at every gun as a gunfighting tool. I'm not in it for competition. I'm not in it to, you know, as a marksman or anything like that. I'm in it as a combat shooter, which is a little bit different animal. Marksmanship does come into play into that. A lot of other things that you would see in competition comes into it, but it's sort of a thing all its own. And because of that, YouTube has demonetized my channel. Most of the gun channels that are on YouTube today are demonetized. Along with that comes a series of restrictions. We'll get into that in just a minute. Now, I've been waiting to see something go to court. And something went to court. Dennis Prager is a radio talk show host with Salem Broadcasting Network, and he does something called, he has something online called Prager U. And the left does not like his little 5-minute Prager U videos, which uses experts and facts and good writing to counter the overwhelmingly leftist spin in today's education, in today's news, and in today's entertainment. Google, who owns YouTube, has therefore tried to censor PragerU videos by demonetizing them and by marking many of them as restricted, a label associated with violent or offensive content. Indeed, all of mine, I have to tell on all of mine that none of these are made for children, which I don't mind saying that because they're not. But this is a completely different thing, PragerU. This is educational in a way. It's just a counter-education to what the left puts up. Among the videos getting this restricted designation is some that are discussing the virtues of the Ten Commandments. Restricted videos are hidden altogether in general searches and are blocked in schools. So Prager sued Google for violating the First Amendment, relying on a theory that the platform is so all-encompassing, it has become the equivalent of a public utility. Now we're getting into some territory here. Now, because Google is based in California, the suit ended up in the Ninth Circuit. PragerU lost in the district court, and on Wednesday, the Ninth Circuit affirmed that ruling. Writing for the 3-judge panel, Judge M. Margaret McKean held that despite YouTube's ubiquity and its role as a public-facing platform, it remains a private forum, not a public forum subject to judicial scrutiny under the First Amendment. Now, at this point, this is when we look at things and say, you're either a publisher or a platform. A platform can allow anything it wants on the platform to be said, done, uttered, and they're not responsible for it. That's where the public utility part of it would come in. Then there's the publishing. Publishing indicates editorial control. Various standards that under certain conditions can look a lot like censorship. And, you know, that's the other side of the coin. But here's the problem. This is getting involved. There's a law. There exists right now a law holding that tech sites are not publishers and cannot be held liable for their decisions about content on their sites. This is Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which immunizes online platforms for their users' defamatory, fraudulent, or otherwise unlawful content. Congress granted this extraordinary benefit to facilitate forums for a true diversity of political discourse. This exemption from standard libel law is extremely valuable to the companies that enjoy its protection, like Google, Facebook, and Twitter. But they only got it because it was assumed that they would operate as impartial open channels of communication, not curators of acceptable opinion. So right now, we've got a court saying that Google can restrict it because they're a private company, and we've got a law on the books, a federal law on the books, that says you're a platform. And Congress should repeal this law that simultaneously allows them to be both content editors and to be immune from the repercussions of their editing of content. Then there's something inspired by the Civil Rights Act of 1964. That act held that all Americans have equal access to public accommodations, meaning privately owned hotels and relating lodging places, restaurants and related food retailers, movie houses and related public event venues. No more separate but equal. And obviously, social media sites are not contemplated under the act. But the tech giants have become a public accommodation for ideas. They're the tech equivalent of the old-time public square. And in the modern marketplace of ideas, people place their messages on social media. It's beyond my comprehension, but you know they do. In 2020, these outlets have a virtual monopoly on the dissemination of information and ideas. And we're talking about Facebook, Twitter, Bing, Google, name it. And it does not change their monopolistic nature because they are all pulling the same harness. They're guided by and employ people who have identical cultural and political values. They are all ideological bigots, every bit as hate-filled and narrow-minded as the old-time Jim Crow Southerner Democrats who close their businesses to people because of their skin color. Constitution does not talk about privately owned public accommodations, but the underlying premise was enough to legitimize legislation ensuring that all Americans had equal access to those accommodations. And what does the Constitution focus on? Well, they focus on the world of ideas. And that's where the First Amendment, that's where that comes in. If you can control information, you can control everything else. And this is what they're trying to do. When they start talking about gun violence, or when they talk about he's a Hitler or whatever, all this stuff that they talk about is to try to control the flow of information. This is called propaganda. The government has broken up monopolies in oil and transport and lodging and in dining. And now we have a monopoly that actually is immune. They don't have the right to editorial control over content. We have a monopoly over the free exchange of ideas and information. So we'll see how that works out as we go forward, because I would think that we have not heard the last of this. And maybe they should call for an in-bank solution to the Ninth Circuit right now, PragerU, because the Ninth Circuit is just about half and half because Trump's been busy reconstituting the judiciary. Maybe that's what they should do. We'll see. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, let's take a spin down a path where a lot of people would say this is a conspiracy theory, which in a lot of ways it may be. See, people do conspire to commit crime. They do conspire to become totalitarian. Sometimes they do it in a way to where one aids the other. In order for the leftist agenda to go forward, they have to disarm Americans. Which is such a, it is a wholly futile effort. If you look at the amount of gun owners that I believe are in the United States, if 10% of them were to stand up tomorrow, it's the largest walking land army that's ever been fielded in a long, long time. And then you got the veterans. You could be looking at a force that is 30 million strong. And who's going to fight that? There'd be a lot of other things that would come into a revolutionary war, a second civil war, the government versus the people of the United States. There'd be a lot of other things that might come into play. There might be some foreign powers that want to get involved in that and everything else, because America is the leader in world resources now. But whenever I see something that is everybody knows is illegal, that the left is pushing, my first thought is why? And then when you look at it and you say, well, this causes so much crime, then this is where I take the turn and, people might call me a conspiracy theorist. I believe the left likes crime because it makes it easier to push for gun control, because the feels of everybody gets, fired up and do something. Everybody's looking for something to do something. So here we have now the new, it's called the New Way Forward Act, which is something they're proposing right now. It doesn't have a lot of legs and it probably isn't going to go anywhere. But this is just the latest in their attempt to, I think, increase crime in the United States. Works a little bit like this. If you were deported after doing prison time for sexual assault, drug dealing, or other aggravated felonies, the New Way Forward Act could be your ticket back across the border. And the catch is, you must legally challenge your deportation order. And don't be dismayed. If this pending legislation is enacted, American taxpayers will pay your legal fees and pony up for your plane ticket as well. So here's their three-step roadmap on how to get a piece of the American pie. Step one, hire your free attorney. Under the NWFA's Alternatives to Detention, the Secretary of Homeland Security must establish programs, including appearance assistance services. This is code for reverse your deportation with a free attorney. If you were convicted of a serious crime, don't sweat it. The act redefines serious crime as a felony that would imprison someone 5 years or more. Step two, get your free plane ticket. Under the bill's subheading, Right to Come Home, it states the Secretary of Homeland Security shall provide transportation for aliens, and it will be at government expense to return to the United States for further immigration proceedings. Make sure you do have a pocket open and ready for your frequent flyer miles. Step 2B, exercise your presumption of release. This is for career criminals who have a fear of flying and want to cross the border the old-fashioned way without fear of being detained for long. A prior conviction of a criminal charge pending against the alien may not be the sole factor to justify the continued detention of the alien. Better yet, the Attorney General will no longer be allowed to refuse your work permit, as that section of the Immigration and Nationality Act will be scrubbed under this new act. Step three, state that you are lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or intersex. Now, what does intersex mean? I don't know what that means. I just can't keep up with all of this. This qualifies you under the subsection Special Rule for Vulnerable Persons, and you will then join the ranks of other vulnerable persons like, you know, gang members under 21, the mentally ill, and those experiencing severe trauma. Now, if you are cisgender, you simply pull a Corporal Klinger, which, does anybody remember what that means? Max Klinger earlier? Wear a dress and bright lipstick to establish your street cred. Vulnerable persons may not be detained unless the government shows it's unreasonable or not practicable. So don't push your luck. Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia, Democrat from Illinois, and his 43 Democratic NWFA co-sponsors, will welcome felons like you with open arms. But for now, this pending act is percolating in the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship. So that means that Jared has it, Jared Nadler. So, and I haven't seen him since he ran to the podium when they called Schiff up to the podium. He might have pulled a hamstring or something. I don't know. Now, for the moment, we don't have to expect to see this actually get taken up until sometime in 2021. Because they do not dare push this right now. They don't do it. They don't want this boiling over until after the general election so as not to prematurely raise voter emotions and risk interfering with Democrats taking over the Senate. But as insurance, tell your friends to make sure Bolshevik Bernie and the other Democratic presidential contenders take a public position on the New Way Forward Act. Because you know how they love to give stuff away for future votes. So maybe they will promise to upgrade your plane ticket to first class. I mean, I just like the idea, but it's so much better to give than to receive, don't you think? One thing that nobody talks about is the composition of gangs. And in the United States today, black gangs are not the biggest segment of gangs. Hispanics, I think the black gangs are 27% of all gang members. Hispanic gangs are 34%. And they operate everywhere. The big thing about Hispanic gangs is that Hispanic gangs don't kill each other. Okay? They operate on a little more of a different basis. There's the us versus them part, but they're not going after other Hispanic gangs because they're not overlapping so much, as far as I know. Maybe in certain parts of the country, like in California, that might not be the case. Maybe California's got all kinds of stuff going on there, but I don't know. But we'll see. But this is, I mean, the New Way Forward Act, if this were to actually pass, I don't know about you, but this is going to be another one of those instantaneous triggers, because that's going to make everything that is illegal legal for them, and you get to pay for it. And unless you were such a, you know, flaming felon that you, every time you committed a crime, you were sentenced to 5 years or longer, you're going to get a free pass to come back to the United States. I don't even know what. See, eventually crime will make it everywhere. Ask the people of Chicago. All the really nice, ritzy neighborhoods. Ask them how often they hear gunshots. It penetrates, and it's like a virus. It's a contagion that cannot be stopped. It spreads. And so eventually these that are bringing them in, they too will fall to them if these things actually come to pass. But this is one of the things that should be being brought up. And if Bernie gets the nomination, we should be asking him about it, simply because he probably is for it, and he should take credit for that, so we know to make sure he never serves. Hour number three is inbound. We're going to be talking to Dean Weingarten when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.